So, good morning, everyone. My name is Jian Yu Jin, and also go by Kevin. My poster title here is "The Retrieval of the Dust Thermal Infrared Optical Depth, as well as the Cosmo Effective Diameter, based on the co-located Calliope and MODIS observations." So, I will go through the background and introduction first, and then go through the objectives that we have for this study. And then I will go through the data and methodology that we use for our study. And finally, jump to the preliminary results showing a dust case study and summarize at the end of the presentation. So first of all, let's go to the background introduction. As we know that dust aerosols would have interactions with both the shortwave and the longwave radiation, which is defined as the direct radiative effect of mineral dust aerosols. And it have a significant effect in both shortwave and longwave, but remain highly uncertain. As you see in these figures, the blue bars representing the decadal literatures of the shortwave direct radiative effects, and the red bars represents the longwave radiative effect, which is the warming effect for the Earth, and shortwave is the cooling effect for the Earth. So you can see that both the blue bars and the red bars are apparently not agree from each other for decadal literatures. So it means it's still in debate for how much is the dust warming or cooling the atmosphere and our planet. And also, if we look at the second figures here, is the size distributions from different in-situ measurements for dust particles. And you can see that in the decadal in-situ measurements from different literatures, the coarse fraction of the particle size distribution is highly uncertain compared with the Fine-Moh Cosmo, the Fine-Moh size distribution. So then the Cosmo fractions would also have a further impact on the longwave radiative effect estimations, which will gives you larger uncertainties compared with the Fine-Moh distributions. And also, we're using the thermal infrared retrieval methods to retrieve the dust aerosol optical depth, which in short is DAOD, to improve our understandings for the longwave DIE simulations. And we further found that this thermal infrared DAOD is proved to be a great potential to constrain the DAOD uncertainties due to the pre-assumed dust particle size distributions. In this figure, the panel A and C are the two DAOD converted from one identical shortwave DAOD based on the two significant different particle size distributions. So you can see that the converted DAOD are significantly different between each other, and the difference is reflected in panel E. And from panel B and D are the two retrievals based on the two significantly different particle size distributions. But you can see the retrieved DAOD are similar to each other, which reflect the difference in panel F is significantly lower compared with panel E. And this gives our objectives that whether we can if we can both retrieve the thermal infrared DAOD along with the Cosmo effective diameter to represent the Cosmo log normal size distribution, then we will further have a better reduce of the uncertainties due to particle size and DAOD, and further have a better simulations on the long wave DIE. So that's our objective. And we based on our retrieved DAOD at 10 microns and the effective diameters, we want to further compare it with the in-situ measurements and the dust particle size distribution in multiple in-situ campaigns. So how do we do that? The data and methodology. So basically, we use the MODIS brightness temperature at three thermal infrared window channel centered at 8.5 microns, 11 microns, and 12 microns. And we use the KDL vertical profile to provide the accurate vertical distribution of the dust. And then we use a radiative transfer model, which is CRTM combined with the discrete ordinate method to provide the accurate simulations of the brightness temperature at the top of the atmosphere centered in the three MODIS thermal infrared bands. So methodology, first we derive the dust vertical distribution based on the depolarization ratio from KDLP and use it to scale the backscatter profiles to be the dust backscatter distribution and further have the dust vertical distribution. And the second method, we have a priori dust physical and optical properties assumption. The refractive index, we use a global database from DBRGO at 2017, is a global dust refractive index database. And we assume the dust shape to be spheroid with the size independent shape distribution from Dubovic et al. In 2006. Then we calculate the bulk scattering properties based on the T-matrix method. Then the third step, we want to build up a lookup table using the split window techniques, which means we use two different brightness temperature spectral difference. The first one is the brightness temperature difference between 11 and 12 microns, which is more sensitive to DAOD. And then we use the BTD between 8 microns and 12 microns, which is more sensitive to cosmo effective diameter. So as you can see, this figure is showing you a lookup table. The y-axis is the BTD of 8 minus 12, and the x-axis is the BTD of 11 minus 12. And so we successfully separate the signals between DAOD and size. Then we use a cost function, QC, as a normalized distance between the lookup tables and the observation points, which is indicated as the red stars in the figure. And the red dashed circle, the round circle, represents the normalized distance within one. And for all of the simulated points within the circles is considered to be the retrieval results for these observations. And then we finally use a weighted average and weighted standard deviation to present the final retrieval results for both DAOD and the effective diameter. And the standard deviations are to represent the retrieval uncertainties. So here is our preliminary results in the middle panel. So we perform a nighttime dust case study, which is in 2015, August 16th at 3 p.m. UTC nighttime. And here showing the locations of the Calypso check. And this case is overlapped with the AOD field campaign for the particle size distribution of dust measurements. And so from the second panel, we can see the AOD distributions along with the dust case from latitude 15 to latitude 24 from south to the north. And as you can see, the first panel is the LiDAR curtain to highlight the dust case, the dust plume. And we can see that the variations of the retrieved DAOD is represented by the green dots. And the red dots and blue dots are the KDLP total AOD and the KDLP dust AOD. So it have a very good agreement of the variations of DAOD between the short wave and the long wave. And the third panel represents the retrieved cosmo effective diameter, which is very much stable through the entire plume with the mean value of 4 microns and with standard deviation is 1.5 microns, which is about 30% of the uncertainty. And then we further plot out the log normal size distribution of that effective diameter at 4 microns and compare with the AOD measurements. So we can see these figures, the AID measurements is in the real line, and our retrieved Cosmo effective diameter corresponding this size distribution is in dashed lines, and they are in a very good agreement with each other. So our summary is that the dust vertical distribution provided by Calliope is well constrained the thermal infrared signature contributed by dust layer height. And take this in advantage, we're using the combination of two set of brightness temperature difference to confidently separate the radiative signature contributed by DAOD and the Cosmo effective diameter. So then we can both retrieve these two parameters. Our future work will include validations of the statistical results, and do further analysis through comparisons with the LNET retrievals and the in situ measurements. Thank you, and I will tag any questions you have.